Hello and a warm welcome to the Happy Hormones podcast. I'm Nikki Williams, award-winning nutritionist, author, speaker, mum, and founder of Happy Hormones for Life, helping women of all ages to improve their health and feel better than ever. Let's get into today's episode. This week I am talking about the magic of magnesium. Now, I've talked about magnesium before because it's so important. And if you're over 40, if you're stressed, if you're tired, I think that's probably the majority of us, then I'm going to suggest that magnesium could be your new best friend. I struggle when I don't take magnesium because I can feel my legs kind of twitching, my muscles are really stiff, and I really find it hard to switch off, especially when I go to bed at night. As soon as I've had my magnesium, I'm right as rain and I fall asleep really quickly. So for me, it's a really important part of my ritual. And I know that's because, you know, it's known as the relaxation mineral. But not only does it help your muscles relax, but it also has a huge role to play in regulating your hormones. And in fact, it has over 300 jobs to do in your body every single day. So it's really, really important. And why are we often deficient in magnesium? Well, it's one of our most vital nutrients, but our modern day lives mean that we are often deficient. And this can be due to not enough magnesium in our diets. So it's, you know, things like dark green leafy veg and nuts and seeds, which many of us don't get to eat every day. Also, the soil quality isn't as good as it used to be. So levels of magnesium in foods tend to be a bit lower. And it is very quickly depleted by stress, which most of us suffer from, and particularly this year. What are the symptoms? What do you need to look out for? Well, it's not always easy to spot, and they can be kind of mixed up with other things too. But common symptoms might be things like muscle stiffness and spasms, as I've mentioned, or cramps or restless leg syndrome, headaches and migraines, or if you're just constantly tired or feeling weak, depression, anxiety, brain fog and mood swings, because magnesium is needed for the brain. The other thing that's weird, but sometimes, you know, I hear a lot of women say they crave chocolate, you know, not only because it tastes good, but also the cacao bean is really high in magnesium. So actually it may be that your body is just magnesium deficient and that, you know, it's not the chocolate you're needing, but the magnesium. Quick exhaustion if you're kind of exercising, but you get tired easily, or if you're waking up in the night or can't sleep. Or if you have constipation, if you're not having at least one bowel movement a day, you are officially constipated. So bear that in mind. Or if you're just feeling wired or overwhelmed, or you have PMS or menstrual cramps as well. So magnesium can help with all of that. And I'm sure, you know, you've got one or two of those going on at the moment. What's magnesium got to do with your hormones? Well, it's critical for your hormone function because it helps with stress, calms your nervous system, lowers adrenaline and cortisol, your stress hormones. It can help with your thyroid because it's really important for the production of thyroid hormones. It makes energy. So without magnesium, there's less energy production. So if you're feeling tired, also for your hormones need energy to be produced and metabolized. Sleep, magnesium helps with, it lowers your blood sugar because it helps with insulin control. So that's obviously going to lead to better mood, energy, stress, and weight balance. It helps to make steroid hormones, so estrogen, progesterone, testosterone. It activates your vitamin D, so that helps your vitamin D to work. And by the way, you should be on vitamin D supplements. Please be taking them right now. Really, really important to get you through the winter and help protect you. Against any viruses going around, you know, those ones. Magnesium also helps to increase serotonin, which is your happy hormone, and of course your precursor to melatonin, which is your sleep hormone. So that affects your mood and your sleep. So where do we get it from? In foods, we're talking about your leafy greens, your kale, your spinach, your cabbage, all those leafy greens that we should be eating lots of. It's in whole grains, it's in nuts, seeds, beans, and chocolate, really dark chocolate, not the milk stuff, unfortunately. If you don't or you can't get enough of these foods in your diet every day, or you're stressed, or you've got gut issues, which is affecting your absorption, or if you have any of those symptoms I just mentioned earlier, you should be looking at trying to supplement to see if it makes a difference. So there are many magnesium supplements out there. So which one should you choose? Well, they all have kind of different benefits, but, you know, as long as you're getting some form of magnesium, that's good. So magnesium oxide is the one that's most common and it's the cheap form. And that's why it's included in a lot of the supplements in the health food shops. But it is the least well absorbed. So you want to be, you know, if I were going to recommend something, then I'd be recommending the other forms because then they are a little bit more money, but you're going to get more from them. So the most popular probably of the magnesium supplements is magnesium citrate, because it's still inexpensive and it is easily absorbed, and it can help especially if you've got a sluggish bowel, you've got constipation, because it helps to relax the bowel. So do not take magnesium citrate if you have a looser stool, because that's just going to make that worse. Magnesium glycinate is the next one, and it's the most bioavailable to the body, the most absorbable, and so that's also really good for if you've got a looser stool, you don't need that help, so glycinate would be for you. Magnesium taurate is another popular one, useful for people with like cardiovascular issues, since it's kind of known to be heart protective. Then malate is the next one, magnesium malate, very helpful for the fatigue symptoms, because malic acid is needed for energy production and also for muscle pain. So you might be choosing that one if you're suffering those two things. And then magnesium threonine is one that can cross the blood-brain barrier. So that's more for kind of brain health things, and brain and mental health issues, depression, anxiety, or brain fog and things like that. Magnesium chloride is a good one for detoxing and kidney function. And then, of course, magnesium sulfate is a really good one for having in the bath, because that comes with Epsom salts. That's the form that Epsom salts come in. So that gets absorbed through the skin. You can get supplements, you can get lotions, you can get sprays, whatever works for you. But in terms of dosing, I'd recommend at least 300 milligrams a day. Best before bed if you're needing to relax or have any trouble sleeping or with those muscles. But please check with your doctor if you are on any medications or you have an existing health condition. Please contact us if you'd like a personalised approach to your health issues. And you can go visit my collection at Approved Vitamins for some of my favourite brands, and I'll put the link underneath. Hope that was helpful. I'll see you all soon. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and do spread the word to any women in your life that you think would benefit. If you'd like to get in touch with me about how we can help you, do visit happyhormonesforlife.com/contact. See you next time.